trip down the time tunnel of Top Tunes.
Woodstock in 1969 was not the first US rock festival, but it inspired music festivals all around the world. Australia's first came just a few months later, January 1970, at Arimba on the New South Wales Central Coast. Merritt and the Meteors played at Pilgrimage for Pop, Australia's first rock music festival, the first significant gathering of Australia's hippies and counterculture scene. A year later, Odyssey Pop Festival at Wallachia, west of Sydney, then Sunbury, and on down the years to Splendour in the Grass, Livid, Homebake, Big Day Out, and more. One of the most important early festivals happened 50 years ago in South Australian dairy farming country.
On Flashback tonight, Adelaide's answer to Woodstock. In 1971, thousands of music fans spent a long weekend camped on a farm at Maiponga for a music festival like no other.
It's so freeze my wages, raise my taxes, send my son to Vietnam. Give me second-class houses, the second-class schools. Do you think all colored people are just second-class fools? Oh, Mr. Blacklash, I'm gonna leave you with the blues. Yes, I am.
Wendy Saddington, gifted Australian blues and soul singer, performed at the Maiponga Festival end of January 1971, promoted as the Australian Festival of Progressive Music by Adelaide band manager and businessman Hamish Henry. 3 days for $6, a historic event for a whole lot of reasons. Black Sabbath headlined at Maiponga, their first ever Australian performance, and in 1971 they were a really big deal.
Someday.
A huge hit for Spectrum just a few months after their epic performance at the Maiponga Festival.
Overlooking Somerville as far as I can see, a great stretch of land and it all belonged to me. The sun was rising then, it chasing off the night, leaving in its wake fields of cotton, green and white.
Fraternity. They played at Maiponga with the young and then unknown Bon Scott out the front. Also on the bill, an Adelaide outfit, the Moonshine Jug and String Band. Their lead singer, Craig Holden. Yes, brother of Mark. Craig told 7 News my ponga was a blast.
The boys had great ambitions. They were going to put on their version of Woodstock. Mostly the crowd were just fun-loving 20-year-olds from Adelaide having a few beers and running around topless and smoking a spliff, basically.
Alongside Mark that day, the Brewster Brothers and Doc Neeson, soon to become the Angels. My Ponga was South Australia's first music festival with a great bill of local and national acts. Jeff St. John and Copper Wine.
Most people I know think that I'm crazy, and I know at times I act a little hasty, but if that's my way, and you should know.
Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs, who went on to dominate the 70s rock festival scene.
Sha-la-la-lo, they will sing to you. Sha-la-la-lo.
Aussie singer-songwriter Hans Paulsen. More about My Ponga on the marvellous Australian music history website, milesago.com. Maybe you've never heard of the My Ponga Festival, but you have seen bits of it on TV. Black and white film of a pivotal moment in Australian rock. On the bill at My Ponga, a band called Sons of the Vegetal Mother. And they had a side project, who also played and stole the show. Filmmaker Chris Lofven captured the moment, and it's in the film clip for this song, a hirsute Ross Wilson and his band Daddy Cool at My Ponga 71, 50 years ago.
Now listen! I'm gonna turn around. I'm gonna turn around once. I'm gonna do the eagle.